Blog Talk Radio.
Tuesday edition of Wiki Conversation. I'm your host, the man with the mic. I want to thank you all so much for tuning in on Blog Talk Radio and those listening around the world. And to those on Facebook, thank you so much for tuning in to the Facebook Live. Thank you so much, all you around the world. I actually have Iran as listeners now. A lot of the foreign listeners, you know, like Russia and Brazil and all them, they're all for the Premier League. And that usually comes at the end of the show, unless I get talking with a guest, and then, you know, someone. But I'm going to get into just the thing. If you're on Facebook, I can't tell who you are. So if you like or comment or whatever, I can see who you are. I will be doing a Friday conversation this week, not a Thursday, because it's my anniversary, and I'm going to try to do something special for my wife. So just an FYI, that's a programming note there. And I also want to get into some breaking news. I really want everyone that's around the world, I don't care where you're listening from. I don't care if you're in Brazil. I don't care if you're in Iran. I don't care if you're in California, Hawaii, whatever. Please pray for Beth Chapman. She's not doing well, and I don't think we've got long to have her, and she's an inspiration to so many people, because Dog the Bounty Hunter has inspired so many people who don't sit there and just bounty hunt. They, like, you know, they try to help people. And I've been here. I've been in cuffs. I've been there. But I turned my life around. I've done it. This is just a, you know, you're bigger than the crack pipe, man. And, you know, and thoughts and prayers go out to Dog and Beth and the whole family. You know, I want to get in. This keeps coming up. Mike Pence, you know, he's actually, remember when they had all them, Syrian refugees that wanted to come here? And he's like, no, we're not having them in the Indian. How dare you? And now one is accused of plotting to bomb a church. I want to get into that. I want to get into, Shepard Smith and all these people are the Trump administration in this concentration camp where they've got all these illegals and they're burning them alive and they're doing chemical vaccines on them and they're testing on them like Hitler did with the Nazis. And they keep comparing this. I don't get it. I want to get into that. And I've talked to them. It's stuff that they keep bringing it up. So we have to, because someone else, you know, the New York State Assembly tried to sneak in a bill that would basically, as long as you got a driver's license, you have the right to opt out, but you can vote. As long as you can get a driver's license, which, you know, anyone in New York City can basically get a driver's license. There's no restriction. So if you're Punjabi, not Pakistani, don't you go to some of those convenience stores. What do people say in Pakistani and Punjabi? You know, as long as they can get an ID, a driver's license, they can vote. Not legal, they're not, but they can vote. Not, you know, and they tried to slip this bill in. So as long as they can get their driver's license, which anyone can in New York, they'll be able to vote. And they tried to, and the GOP found it, the Republicans found it, and stopped it. A knitting site, Waverly, banned any Trump support on their site. Well, first of all, if it's a knitting site, I might check it out, because it's a knitting site. I'm going to check it out to see what's cool in knitting. To see, like, how can I knit like a bag with a dancing bear? Let me ask on the knitting site or ask my wife or whatever. I'm not going to go on a knitting site and say, okay, well, yeah, go Trump. That's not what, you know, but they want to ban Trump, so screw that, you know, because they claim he's a white supremacist. Yeah. I don't know where they get that, but as many of you know, me and my wife can't have kids, and I want to get into a very, very, when I get into the story, I will make sure, I'll let you know, because this is not something kids should hear, about something that was found in the woods in Georgia. And Pocahontas, you know how she is, 1/65,000,000% Native American, Cherokee people, 6,500,000,000% pride. She's got Rosie O'Donnell backing her, and like, who would want that? I wouldn't. I'd be like, no thanks. Mm-mm. Nope, not on that one. Nope, sorry, but there is more and more finding that THC and cannabinoids can actually help brain function and stop that brain's aging process. The transfer window, will Manchester United get any more than Daniel James? Will we sign anyone else? And how can you say only out if all he gets is Daniel James in the end of the transfer window? That and much, much more. So welcome to the weekly conversation. I hope it's a conversation that you feel a part of. And thank you so much all for tuning in. And let's not forget Matthew 3:8. Prove by the way you live that you have repented of your sins and turned to God. Think about that as you're going through your day to day. And one thing I always tell people, and that's what I try to do, and you know, you want something to bloom. Like I'm growing tomatoes, and you know, and you want them to bloom, you gotta take care of them. You gotta water them. I got oregano and thyme, which are kind of going a little bit because I got they're starting to outgrow and I need to trim some. And you know, you gotta take care of what you're, and it'll grow, it'll blossom. You know, you take care of your relationship, it blossoms. Cause it's my 4th anniversary, so I got a couple things planned. Probably, yeah, we'll see. Thursday, bye. But if you want a relationship to blossom, you got to take care of it. You want America to blossom, you got to take care of it. You got to support it. You got to back America. You got to back the people. Not the other way around. Supposedly, I read an article that I read so much on like stuff, and there was an article that a lot of people, like 67% of Americans say that we should, like, nuke North Korea. Like, we should just go in there. And it was a very interesting article. I mean, it wasn't even something that's on my list of stuff to talk about. And on my list is, you know, so I was reading this article and getting into it, and it's like, and it's the double-edged sword, because, okay, let's say, I don't want to bomb. I don't think we should nuke North Korea, but at the same time, all they have to do is attack us, and they'll say, "Why didn't Trump do something?" And if they attack us before Trump does something, why didn't Trump do something? But then if Trump does something ahead of time, here we go, another Republican, another war, another white supremacist Republican in the war. And it's a slippery, and it's amazing how many people want that. Want, like, okay, let's go after North Korea. We need to make sure that they're not producing any nuclear weapons and that they're denuclearizing themselves. That is what I want to see. And I want to make sure that happens. I don't want to sit there and be like, bomb. I'm not a, let's go to war. And I mean, it's not really talked about that much. Because now it's all Iran, you know, because, well, well done. You know, you had your opportunity, America. You know, you could have given us more money and let us keep building. Now it's over. So now Iran is like, well, they're going to build. They hate America. They're going to keep building nuclear weapons no matter what they tell you, no matter what any outlet would tell you. They were building nuclear weapons. They're going to continue that program going no matter what. Liberals claim that what Obama did, they're not going to do bull crap. They're going to build nukes, you name it. But now, look at this. Now they're really not going. Now they're going to ramp it up. They're not. No, now they're going to be like, well, now we're going to do what we always were going to do. Now we're going to do it public. We're going to come out in public and say, now we're going to build nukes. Well, they weren't going to stop. They were just going to do it under the table. At least now they're admitting, hey, well, you know, America had their chance. If they're going to do all these sanctions against us, whatever, then we're done. Now, we're done? Oh, wow. So you've gone from not admitting that you're going to build nukes to admitting that, yeah, we're going to enrich uranium. We're not going to do all this stuff to produce nuclear weapons. All Trump's gotten Iran to do is admit they were going to do what they always were going to do. Only if we can get Trump to figure out how to get Hillary Clinton to admit that she did delete the email. She did allow four people to die in Benghazi. She did allow this stuff to happen. These are not left or right issues. We're not looking for the conservative answer or the liberal answer. We're looking for the right answer. Pardon me. There was a Syrian refugee who planned to bomb a church. And Mike Pence was like, no, for the safety and security of Hoosiers, I don't trust these people. How are we vetting these people? How are we making sure the only good ones get in? How dare he, that racial bigot. How dare that racial bigot, white supremacist, neo-Nazi, Mike Pence. You don't want to take in Syrian refugees. But then on the CNN news, they're like, how do you feel about these bigoted conservatives not wanting you to come to America? We don't want to be here. We want to go back to our own country. We want someone to help us so we can live in our own country and feel safe in our own country. We want someone to help us. We don't want to live here. Okay. Cut the interview. Cut it. They're not going on. Because they thought that this poor Syrian refugee was going to go off on these conservatives for not helping them out when they don't even want to be here. You know, see, it's America's fault that Venezuela fell apart. It's not socialism's fault. It's America's fault. But talk to any Venezuelan who's escaped. They're not blaming America. They're turning you straight to your face. Guess what? You need to take away. Yeah, they took away my guns to protect the kids. Everything that the liberals are shoving down our throats now, we were told that. And you hear of all these Venezuelans who are like, isn't it interesting? Because everything the liberals are trying to shove down your throat, we heard the same stuff in Venezuela. I mean, seriously, you have Shepard Smith coming out torching the Trump administration over the concentration camps and all this stuff because that the treatment of migrant children is like the equivalent to war crimes. And the head of like the border security and the border camps has resigned. Admit all the stuff that's going on. Oh wow! So he didn't resign under the Obama administration. All the stuff that was going on. I'm sorry, folks, but I hate to burst your bubble. But these camps were there when Obama was president, because Glenn Beck was ridiculed for bringing the kids soccer balls and bringing the girls dolls and being moral support for him, not having the conservative answer or the liberal answer, but the right answer, doing the right thing, being there for these kids, until the government in 500 years comes up with a comprehensive way to deal with thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and millions of people fleeing socialist countries to come to a democracy. A democratic society. That's where we're at. But we have to force all this stuff on Trump. This concentration camp that was never here until Trump took office, and then he got these acid showers, and they got chemical weapons that they're gonna inject into their veins, because you know Trump is Hitler and he's a white supremacist, even though he supports Ben Carson, and he was giving millions of his own money to black scholarships through Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson, but he's a racial white supremacist bigot who hates women, even though he supports Sarah Huckabee Sanders. And when she runs for governor, possibly in the state of Arkansas, he will be a huge backer for her. But, you know, he's a sexist, racist, white supremacist bigot who doesn't know anything, as a mentally retarded person, except for before when he was a pretty much a liberal type person, and then they ask him, well, what's your opinion on this? What would you do here? How would you do this? You're the expert. But that's this world we live in. So if Trump is responsible for these detention centers at the border, then wouldn't Barack Obama be responsible for the VA? And how George Bush said, we're having backlogs at the VA. Fix it. And when he handed it over, Obama administration did zero. Yeah. Don't forget, folks, if you're watching on Facebook, I can't tell who you are. So if you like or whatever. Feel free to go ahead and, hey, how you doing? Whatever the case may be, that way I can tell who you are. Comment if you got a question. But, I mean, it's just what we live in, where it's, you know, since they can't say anything great about the economy, they can't say something good about the economy. They just have to go off on Trump for not giving credit to Biden and Obama. But what you deal with here, hold on. What you deal with here is this. And I've said this before. They can't say anything good about the economy. So now they got to say, well, why isn't Trump giving Biden and Obama the credit? Well, okay, if they're the reason this economy is so great, let me tell you something. You can give me a 3-star Michelin restaurant, and I can have that thing tanking in 3 days. I can have that thing going in the toilet in 3 days. One day I could have people walking out and wouldn't take that long to tank that restaurant. No time at all. So let's just hypothetically say it's going on the up and up. Well, guess what? Trump would have to be doing something right to keep it going in the right direction. It's not like Trump's going to get the country going in the right direction, and then when he leaves, someone else takes over, and it's just going to continue going in the right direction, not doing anything at all. Just, no, you got to keep it going. Yeah, there used to be a restaurant now. There used to be a place I used to love, and we finally got one, and now I can't eat it. There used to be a place called Dunkin' Donuts. You know, it used to be a coffee shop that had coffee and donuts, and you dunked the donut and the coffee, hence the title of the place, and you used to be able to smoke cigarettes in there because coffee was invented by people sitting around wanting to find out how they could drink something to make them stay up and smoke more. Now, you go to Dunkin' Donuts, they got omelets and soup and finger sandwiches, and they got donuts and like and relics from a former era, like what we used to serve back in the 70s. Dunkin' Donuts. Well, you take this country, you gotta evolve. Starbucks does way more than coffee. It's not going to stay in business as long as it's coffee. Dunkin' Donuts has to evolve like every other place that has. Well, look at how successful Starbucks is. And they have so many. We got to come up with our own Burger King Cafe and the McDonald's McCafe. You always got to be expanding and keep growing. This country has to keep expanding and going and doing. You're not just going to keep, you're not going to pass some laws that are going to get, see, because of my administration, this country is going in the right direction. Sure it is, but if you don't continue to keep evolving and keep adapting things, it's not going to go in a upswing forever. If you don't keep things going, it's going to go in a downward spiral. You got to keep things, you got to keep going and keep, and being, you know, policies that worked in the 60s aren't going to work today. I mean, the New York State Assembly is coming out, and GOP found this, that they slipped in, they tried to slip in a bill that would allow anyone that could get a driver's license, because now, this is funny. When you have dealerships that say, habla español, so you can't speak English. They have someone that speaks Spanish so that they can help you buy a car because you can't speak English enough. I know a decent amount of French, but I don't know enough French to where I'm going to drive a car. That's why a lot of places have what's called shapes. You know, remember that box? Where, like, you put, like, the ball in the hole and the square thing, that shapes. You learn shapes so that, okay, if you see the shape, you know it's a stop sign. If you see a triangle, it means this. And all these, so that if you couldn't read, but when you have this world where people cannot speak the native language, but they're going to go buy a car. Well, in a lot of these states, you don't have to be a legal citizen. You can get a driver's license and not even be a legal citizen. And as long as you got a legal, and that's what they're trying to do. Well, if you're going to shove voter ID down their throats, guess what? We're going to have these licenses. We're going to give everyone licenses. Now these illegals can vote because they got voter ID. They got an ID. We'll figure out how to put these people on the voter thing. Oh. Yeah, because once you get a license, you're automatically registered to vote. It's not like, okay, only legal citizens can get a license, and therefore only legal citizens who show an ID at the voting booth can vote. No. If you can get a license, you're registered to vote, so you can vote. Unless you opt out of voting. Therefore, anyone can vote. Don't worry. That's why if you're going to force us to have voter ID laws, we're going to make it so that anyone can get a driver's license. And once you get a driver's license, that enables you to vote, whether you're legal or not. And a bill like that was caught by the GOP. Wait a minute here. I mean, there's already video. Look it up. It's old video from back in the day where they showed people being bussed around and voting more than once for Democrats in New York. But remember, it's not just the GOP and the It's not just the GOP I'm looking at. I'm looking at the Democrats too. And it's not just the Democrats I'm looking at. It's the GOP I'm looking at. Oh, don't worry, folks. We're going to work. You want to have voter ID laws? Sure. Then we're going to make sure that then everyone should be allowed to get an ID. Everyone should be. It's gone from it's racist to say that everyone has to have an ID to now, oh, everyone will be, yeah, no problem. If you live, if you sleep anywhere in New York City, you can get a driver's license, no matter what. We don't care. Yeah, that test, don't worry. If you can't, we'll figure it out. We'll figure out how to get you the license. We'll figure out how to say you pass the test or whatever. That's just where we live in, folks. We gotta fix the loopholes. Because if they want to force voter ID down our throats, then we got to make sure that we'll make sure that you can vote, because we'll make sure you can get the ID. But, you know, even, you know, it's, you know, it's amazing. I watched this video and this guy goes, why do you think it should be mandatory to have ID to vote? And this guy goes, well, okay, when we leave here, I'm going to take you down to the public library. To get a library card, you have to have ID. If you have to have ID to get a library card to check out books at your public library, I want you to argue with those people there saying, why do you demand, because they won't let you check out books. They won't let you get a library card without an ID. I want you to try to get a hunting or fishing license without an ID. It's not going to happen. They won't allow it. But to vote, you don't think I should have to have an ID. I shouldn't have to have an ID to vote, but I shouldn't. But I have to have an ID to get a library book. It was incredible. It was hilarious. Because that guy, he said, and it's gone from that to, we'll fix this problem by making sure that anyone can get an ID, no matter what. This is how bad this world's gotten, because this, this knitting site, Revelry, believe it or not, bans support for Trump on his platform, saying he's a white supremacist. He's an anti-American white supremacist who doesn't like anyone that's not white Anglo-Saxon Protestant. I didn't know if you know that. Trump's a WASP. He's a white Anglo-Saxon Protestant. He hates anyone that's in a burden to the advancement of the white race, you know. Even though he supports Ben Carson and he donated millions of his dollars to, you know, Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson, and that money was used to give scholarships to black people, but, you know, who cares about that? You know? But this site that's about knitting, we're going to ban stuff about Trump and da-da-da-da-da. I'm like, okay. If I'm going to a knitting site, I'll ask my wife about it. I don't know which is which, because I think my wife crochets, or not. I can't remember the difference. But, and I'm probably offending someone out there. How dare you? You don't know the difference between knitting and crocheting. To me, they're the same. I can't tell the difference. But I don't do it. And if I wanted to learn about it, I would go to the site that's like a platform about knitting. I wouldn't go there to praise Joe Biden. I would go to liberalhippiedouche.com. I would. I would go to a website supporting him if I wanted to know. I'm not going to go to a knitting site to find out about or praise Trump. Sarah Huckabee Sanders said this, and I've said this. Kate, I wish you could turn on, I wish I could watch CBS News or ABC News or MSNBC News or CNN or Fox and not know who they support and not know what side they're on. Now you have newspapers that we're going to endorse anyone but Trump. We don't care. I don't care if it's Rosie O'Donnell for president. We're not going to endorse Trump. No way. I'll never read that paper. Even if they endorse Trump, I wouldn't support that paper because it should be unbiased. I should read the article and say, okay, I'm an independent fact checker, and this is what I found out when Trump said this health care plan is going to save the average taxpayer $10,000 a year. It's not showing it in this independent fact checking. Well, there you go. Guess what? I'm not seeing it. And this is an unbiased person saying that, hey, I support Trump, but in my unbiased investigation of this healthcare plan, it's a disaster. Okay. I don't want to have it. Of course it's going to be an unmedicated disaster of a healthcare plan Trump's doing because they hate Trump. They're going to say anything he does is horrible. He could give that newspaper $1 billion and they'll make, we investigated that money and it was counterfeit. Trump should go to prison because this is not real money. If they hate Trump, guess what? The only way you would believe a story is if they came out and say, hey, we were wrong about Trump. Yeah, we didn't endorse him, but look at what he's done. Look at how good the country is. If they were 100% against Trump, you could at least back them by saying, okay, yeah, they wouldn't endorse him, but look at what they hate him, but look at, they're saying something good about Trump.
I'm going to look into getting the Epic Times newspaper. You can do it for $10 a month. You get it 2 papers a week, and the rest of it's online. They're very conservative. They're spelling out step by step what the Democrat Party do and what they've done to Trump and stuff. And they talk about other countries too. They have a whole section just on China. I have a client that gets the paper and I really like them.
I'm going to get into a story now. And if you got kids, please, please leave the room on this one, folks. Please, this is not something that kids, when you have people that would die to have a kid, die to raise children, and you have graphic video of a newborn baby found inside a plastic bag dumped in the Georgia woods, what is wrong with this country? Let's take a baby right out of the womb and kill it, and that's going to be, that's what we want as a law.
That's how
what you're telling me is as soon as the baby's born, the doctor can take it and kind of tell, oh yeah, that's basically what we're saying. Oh, so you want to have abortion that you can kill a baby, and now you have people that are leaving babies in a plastic bag in the woods to die. If someone wants to call in and explain this to me, explain to me what your rational thinking is. No, the only thing I could suggest is if the person is like schizophrenic or like massive or like manic, like so out, like to where they're so mentally from a mental disease standpoint that they don't know what they're doing and they're like cuckoo and they're like hearing things in their head or whatever, then okay. But I don't get it. I don't understand what is going on in this world that we're having people that are – It was on June 6, 2019, at approximately 10 p.m., a newborn baby girl was discovered tied in a plastic bag and abandoned on the side of Daves Creek Road in Fort Smith County, Georgia. I mean, this world we live in. We've gone from we'll never forget 9/11 to more reports coming out with documents raising questions about Omar's marriage. And, you know, we've gone from we'll never forget about 9/11 to, oh, I'm an anti-Semitic person. I hate Jews. They need to die. We should chop their heads off. We need to, you know, that's acceptable. You know, Muslims are in our government. Anti-American Muslims are in our government. But guess what? We'll never forget 9/11. We used to care for the well-being of the kids. I have to make the hardest choice of my life and give up my kids to foster care. No, it's all just put them in a plastic bag and throw them on the side of the road and whatever happens, happens. I don't understand this. I guess it's just like this music that's out. I don't understand. I mean, I read an article somebody posted. Pretty liberal, I think. I'm not sure. I don't know. But American flagman, bye-bye. But it's one of those things that you sit there and it's like, you know, like 50 good people will die for every one criminal. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, well, if a madman kills 50 people with a gun or 20 people with a gun and one good person kills this bad person. If one person kills this bad person, guess what? Guess what? Guess what? It's not like there's 50 bad people with guns that are killing. There's one bad person with a gun, and he kills 10 people, and then you kill that one person. Of course, the odds of good people being killed by a bad person with a gun are going to outweigh that, because it's not like 50 people with guns are going to do stuff. I'll be right back, folks. I'm going to quick do something. I'm back, folks. I just want to get the American flag because it does not hit the floor. It didn't because of the, it didn't very much, but I cleaned it up because we have like some stuff in the corner and it was on top of that. So, but we have this notion in this country that we sit there and, I mean, this conversation is real, folks, because stuff really has happened. But you have this news in this country that, oh, we'll never forget, but then Muslims are in this country. You know, now, would I do anything for a kid and people leave him in a plastic bag? We have a country that, I mean, I don't understand the music is on the radio anymore. I don't. You know. And you sit there and One thing that's huge is at least you may miss this word here or two in my generation's music, but now it's like, okay, I don't understand half the song. I don't get it. And I guess that's what's going on in this country, you know, because you have two sides of an issue. Well, look at how many, something needs to be done, because look at all these innocent people that are being killed compared to the bad people being killed. Well, gee, show me an incident where 50 people are killing with guns. It wouldn't matter, because the more bad people you had with a gun in an instance, the more good people that would be killed. It's not like that's because they try to explain, well, how do you justify all these people, these good people killed by guns? Well, first of all, it's one person, one bad person with a gun that's killing 20 or 30 or 10. One. And when one person, good guy with the gun, takes him out, oh, wow, there's one bad guy that was killed, and this person stopped him, and he had gotten to 20 people beforehand, because this was a gun-free zone and no one had a gun. Everyone was defenseless. That's number one. I mean, it's nice to see families finally saying, well, yeah, well, we're suing you because this is a gun-free zone, this beach, and because of it, the people there had no way to protect themselves. I've actually gone in the hospital where you're not supposed to have, I have my concealed and carry permit. And it wasn't until I left, I'm like, okay, whoops. You know, like, you really think a criminal is going to abide the law? And I tell them, okay, well, you're half correct. Now, you trying to take my Second Amendment away from me or try to do any type of thing, how is any gun law going to stop that guy who did what he did from happening again with another person? If I'm not going to follow the law, how is any law banned cannabis in this country? Since the day they banned and made marijuana illegal, it has been in this country every day since. There's not been one day on American soil where there has not been cannabis, hemp, marijuana, whatever you want to call it, sativa, indica. It's been here since day one. Cocaine has been here since it's been banned. You've never been able to eradicate anything. If you can prove to me, besides, like, I'm sure in North Korea, there's probably, besides a place like North Korea, which I'm sure you don't want to live in, show me any law that's banned, that's eradicated anything. I mean, I guess I grew up in a generation when you laughed at Robin Williams, you laughed at people, you didn't sit there. An entertainer was an entertainer. Rosie O'Donnell was going to back Pocahontas. I remember when that's why I like Dolly Parton. You don't know, she won't tell you what she thinks. I'm not here. I am very political. I am very independent, libertarian, conservative. It's me. You should listen to me. I'm a person that's going to speak my political mind, because that's what I do outside of my job. You may not agree with me, and you shouldn't always agree with me. You should have your own opinion. We should have the ability to communicate. And this is your belief, this is my belief. There you go. Not, well, we're going to shut you down because you're anti-American. If you don't believe in socialism, we don't want to, you know. And that's the thing. You shouldn't have this notion. You know, you shouldn't support every 100%. I'm not perfect, but you, when you go to someone like me, you go to someone like me because I'm a political guy. I am who I am. If Dolly Parton was a political type thing, go to her. Talk to her. But if it's, but since she's not, since she's an entertainer, I wanna see Miley Cyrus as an entertainer. I wanna see Dolly Parton as an entertainer. I wanna see actors as actors. I'm so done with these people who, well, Trump ain't coming to this. Well, I'm like, if you're, I don't care if they support Trump. That's great that they do, but I'm there to watch you entertain. Not the other way around. You know? And that's, you know, we've gotten away from what entertainers are. Someone entertains. I mean, there's more findings coming out, as I want to get into this, that THC and other cannabinoids might act as anti-aging molecules in the brain. Well, your body, cannabinoids and cannabidiols are things your body contains anyways, and you're just feeding it. It's more stuff that they don't want to tell you this. I'm sure this is something that they found out along, but they keep all this stuff under wraps because they don't want people to know this. They've spent millions and millions of dollars brainwashing you to how dangerous pot is. What they don't want is what we need to do, anyone out in the cannabis community out there, you need to look into research that proves that they've known going back to the 60s that this cures cancer, that this can help with anti-aging molecules in the brain and all this stuff that they're claiming they're finding now. Because I bet you there's documentation that they've known that this is beneficial. This has helped. This is everything that they said it wasn't. And they've suppressed the evidence. So we can demand what, if there's proof, you know, I mean, okay, in the 50s, they knew when they took tobacco and brewed it like a tea and poured it over X-backs, they knew it produced tumors. And we finally got to the point where we're demanding, why wasn't stuff done? In the 70s, they came up with Epic, a cigarette that Epic hasn't. They found out that if they put palladium and shaved it and mixed it with the tobacco, it eliminated all the carcinogenic properties. And it was potentially a safer cigarette. Who knows how many lives could have been saved with that cigarette. But then, if Epic has it, where's the rest? If Epic's good and safe, where's the rest? Dangerous, deadly? What? I wonder. All about the mighty dollar. Because, you know, we're making a pack of cigarettes for 2 cents. And we're getting $5 for it. And it costs you $10 because of tax. You know, I'm just waiting for there to be a big mother lode where someone does some real heavy digging and finds out that a lot of the things that we talk about, how we believe it does all this. We know science is proving this, but they've known about it and they've suppressed the science for years and years and years about how it cures nausea, how it can help with pain and sickness and cancer and help. It's just one of those things that when you look at it, do your research. If you think cannabis is so bad, look into it. Find out for yourself how safe it is or how not safe it is. Don't take a guy that drank 50 beers and had a hit of a joint but didn't even inhale and kills people. Don't take that advice. Look it up. Look it up and prove yourself wrong. Got about 9 minutes left in the program. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. And I've been posting this a lot on YouTube sites, especially United Stand. And okay, we got transfer window, and it's, you know, and all y'all, and now it's Glazers, you know, need to go, and they're, you know, and what do you think's gonna happen? Because I posted this, and I said, I can honestly see a transfer window where we get Daniel James, and he's the only transfer we get all summer long. And if all we acquire is Daniel James all summer long, Ollie won't have to do anything, because us as fans are going to be furious that after everything we've done, we got a new manager, and wow. So let me get this straight, because there's a lot of people that say that what if Jose Mourinho would have gotten a lot of the, like, he didn't get the signings he was supposed to get, and he was furious about it. David Moyes, I saw an interview with him, and he was like, yeah, we had a helicopter, we had everything ready, we're going to get Daniel James, and there was a bunch of these key signings, we were major signings, and we ended up basically getting Fellaini and, you know, not much else. And it's just, you know, people are going to wake up if Ole Gunnar Solskjaer gets Daniel James and that's it. People are going to sit back and go, okay, how can you be Ole out if he only gets one player? Because I think Jose Mourinho came out saying, hey, I wanted all these people. I did. And it's not how it didn't happen. I didn't get all these people. And you won't have to worry if Ollie only gets Daniel James or maybe one other player. Okay, we're in the Amadeo Cup. We're fighting for fourth if we're lucky, maybe sixth or seventh. And if Ollie gets Daniel James, we need to be putting money out there. Maybe because they spent money on Zlatan Ibrahimovic and he didn't pan out because he only had like a year or two of good football if he was lucky. And maybe they've got burned on some of these players in the last 6 years and they're afraid to throw money out there. A Bruno Fernandes would be a great signing for us. A De Ligt would be a great signing for us. Nenadbelly would be a great signing for us. They're dominant now and the only improved. And if we don't get anybody, you can't blame Ollie if he's not doing what he should be. He can only be as good as what he's given. And there are people, because look at what Alexis Sanchez did with Chile. No. He hasn't done anything at United that does, in my opinion, that makes me think he should stay. Sorry. What has Alexis Sanchez done that deserves what he gets? What has he done at the club that makes him deserving of the money he gets paid? Oh, wait. Go ahead. I'll be here all night long because he ain't done nothing. I was excited to get him. When Robbie from Arsenal Fan TV came out that we were getting him, I'm like, yes, because we'll have like 3 good years with him. He's tanked. He hadn't done anything. 3 good years, possibly 2 great years, maybe 3. And he hadn't done anything. But I want to thank you so much for tuning into the conversation. I hope you feel a part of wherever you are listening around the world. Thank you so much. But it's this world we live in, folks. It just frustrates me because, oh, we might get Bruno Fernandes. I don't see, you can't really do it in the States, but they have what's called, they have football stock. And what they do is you have players. And okay, let's say Cristiano Ronaldo is worth, let's say, $5. Okay, for every share of stock in every, Cristiano Ronaldo stock is $5 a share. If you want to buy 10 shares, you know, 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 30, you get $50. You have 10 shares of Ronaldo. And depending on how he does or transfers or whatever, his price can go up and down. You may get Rashford for $2, and if depending on what he might do or go or how he's playing, his value will go up and you can make money off him. So like the stock market. And I really believe that there are people that are like, this one's going to, that are, you bet on this person and bet on this person. We're going to make up stories that they're going to leave Real Madrid or they're going to do this to make the value on those stock. Because there was so much, I would say there's probably about 2 or 3 true football stories for every 100 that come out. Because they're all, 1 minute, we are definitely getting Bruno Fernandes. The next minute, the next day, there's 10 stories that say Real Madrid are going to take him or whatever the case may be. And it's just like, it's frustrating because it's like a dang roller coaster. It's like, okay, I just want to stop. Okay, I'm going to try to block out everything I can with United. And on the first day of on day one of the match, first game of the season, then I'll see who we did or didn't get. I can't do it though because I love the transfer window. It's fun, but it's just getting to be ridiculous because I would not be surprised if there are people that are making up stories to have these players' stocks go up and down in these like football stock games where you can put money on it. Okay, and okay, let's say you put money on this player. I'm going to make up this story. The stock's going to go up, and you're going to sell it, and then you make money. Just like
I made
these.
The money to put on the player, then I'll think about it, how I can make the money.
Well, it's got to be.
Too cheap.
Well, it's got to be. It's only in Britain. But I'm sure there's.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, but.
I don't gamble.
No, but I'm just. No, well, no, I'm just saying that I bet you that's happening. Because one day you have a player that's 100% going to Manchester United guaranteed. Then the next day, there's 50 stories saying he's not. And it's just like, who do you believe? Half the stories, it's just
you
like.
Believe what happens when it happens.
Yeah, that's what I'm like. That's why I was kind of joking. Like, well, I'll wait till the first game of the season and forget and try not to know about anything until then. And then find out, hey, we didn't sign anyone but Daniel James.
Are you going to do the show Friday?
Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah, I will be doing the show Friday because Thursday is my anniversary, and I've got some things planned possibly.
What
so.
Anniversary is that?
That's our that's my wife's 4th birthday anniversary.
Well, you said it was your anniversary, so I was just.
It was my wife's birth to the wedding of us, because we're a unity now.
How?
We're a union, so yeah. There are about 10 seconds left, so I want to thank you so much, and I will talk to you all later. Good night, all, and God bless. Goodbye.